Well, it's been a quiet week in Lake Wobegon, Minnesota, my hometown. Out there on the edge of the prairie, we had our first really good snowfall of the year. It was predicted in the Gospel from St. Luke, which was last Sunday morning. Every valley shall be exalted. Every rough place shall be made smooth. It was made smooth. It's called ice. It's smooth as it can be. And the valleys were exalted. They were filled up with snow. It was beautiful. It was amazing. It was also dangerous. It was icy out. There was poor visibility. A lot of people with high deductible auto insurance paid way too much to relearn Newton's first law of motion. An object in motion remains in motion until it runs into another car, and $500 is expensive to learn something you just look up in an encyclopedia somewhere. It was a snow day in Lake Wobegon Public Schools. This was never done back in my day, but now there's whole liability questions, you understand, and so they have to call off school for these kids. We never, ever had school canceled in Minnesota. Blizzards came in from Canada, and they would just tie a clothesline to your belt loop, and your dad measured it out. It was 3/8 of a mile from our house up to the road where the school bus would come, and you just walked through this blinding blizzard until it stopped you, and if you fell or you didn't come back for a while, they could just reel you back in. And you waited there for a bus to come, and if you didn't see the bus coming because visibility was so poor, you would dig a cave down deep into the snow. You could dig down 18, 20, 25 feet down into the snow, and some people just stayed down there for days. We had large families back then. You were not missed if you were gone for a while. This taught you a lesson that it was good to learn. The Lutheran church was all beautifully decorated for Christmas, of course. Two enormous balsam firs there in the sanctuary, and gold and red ribbons on them, and green and gold bulbs hanging from them. And it was very lovely, and it just made Lutherans really uncomfortable. And they, being Lutherans, they couldn't talk about it, but Pastor Liz could sense their discomfort. It was too fancy. It was too good, too ritzy. It belonged in a department store somewhere. It did not belong in church. So they took off the ribbons, and they took off the bulbs, and she took some handfuls of sand and sawdust and just threw it up on the trees, and that made people feel better. And Marilyn Tollerud, who was chair of the decoration committee, said, fine, whatever you want. It makes no difference to me. Just whatever you want. I'm not angry. She was angry. No, I'm not angry at all. But anyway, they got the decoration that they wanted. Pastor Liz has been out visiting elderly parishioners. She got some good advice from her predecessor, Pastor Inkvist, that you should take a plastic bag with you, because they've been excited about this for weeks, and they're going to lay out food for you. And it's not good food. And so don't take a clear plastic bag when you go into their house. Go in, give them a blessing, look at the food, admire the food. Take a little slice of something, pie or some lefse or krumkaka or whatever they have, and have a bite of it and exult over it. And then distract them and see a bird outside. She was at Norman and Naomi's, and they gave her banana cream pie, which had been out on the counter for a long time. There was sort of a dry crust on it, and the banana had turned brown. And she said, there's a raven out there. Look out there. Well, they're old people. It took them a long time to totter up to the window. And meanwhile, she tucked that whole big slice of banana cream pie into the plastic bag spit the bite out of her mouth and put that back in. The raven turned out to be a shadow in the trees, and they came back, and they were happy. They were reasonably happy. She made her rounds. It's hard, hard work. They'd been waiting for her for months. Shut-ins, old people, they've outlived their friends, sitting in the living room, too warm, waiting for the pastor to come. So much to say. And she, trying not to fall asleep. It's not easy. It's not easy to practice Christian charity. Never says it's going to be in Scripture. And when you practice Christian charity, you are going to come across a lot of very needy people. So, get over it. Get over yourself. Irene Bunsen and Clint Bunsen were planning on having a very simple, quiet Christmas, and then they got a call from their daughter, Tiffany, who's in Boston. She's a nurse at a big hospital there. She was weeping. She'd had this terrible, terrible week. On Monday, she had tried to catheterize a man, and his urethra, for some reason, was just tiny. It was like a frog's whisker or something. And she was trying to get that little plastic tube in there, and she just couldn't, and she couldn't, and she couldn't. And this orderly came along, and he just went right in. She was so grateful, she threw her arms around him, and she kissed him. She had a mask on, but she kissed him, and she was reported for this, and she was written up for practicing, you know, for practicing unseemly personal contact with a colleague. And a psychologist made an appointment with her, and a lawyer sat down and talked to her for an hour and a half and told her that she could be fired for this because the orderly was gay. And so she was in deep trouble, and they reassigned her temporarily to work at the reception desk down in the lobby, and she sat there for 2 days, and every day 120, 150, 200 people would walk up and ask where the toilets were. And she would point to the sign that said men or women, and they would go in. She was right there by the escalator, and there was a recorded message from the escalator that played 3 times every minute. A man's voice said, "Welcome to Metropolitan Hospital. Please exercise caution when stepping onto the escalator and make sure to hold on to the moving belt. Children under the age of 10 are not allowed to ride the escalator except in the company of an adult. Thank you for your cooperation. Have a nice day." 3 times every, "Welcome to Metropolitan Hospital. Please exercise caution when boarding the..." It drove her berserk. She was going crazy. And she decided to do something about it after 2 days. She was looking around and found the fuse box, which was inside the men's toilet. It was there on the wall, just inside and around the door by the sinks. And she opened it up, and there was a fuse marked ANNC. And when she unscrewed it, the voice stopped, and there was peace in the lobby. She could see people relax. This torment had been removed from them. She had done a good deed. But there was a man standing at the urinal. And he was the same man she tried to put the catheter in. And he reported her for sexual harassment, and she was written up again, and it's going to go on her record. She was sobbing this long, sad story to her mother on the telephone and saying she thought she would come home for Christmas. After all, she wasn't planning on doing it, but she's going to do it now. And so Irene and Clint decided they would not have a small and modest Christmas for just the two of them. Christmas is a beautiful time if you like to shop, if you like to cook, if you like to decorate, if you like to sing. It's a beautiful time, but there are some people who need it even more than you or I do. They just desperately need it. And our job is to see where they're hiding out there in the shadows and to tow them in to our midst and clasp them to us and not let them go, and to hand them a candle and light the candle and make them hold it, even though wax drips down the front of their coat, and walk through the streets of our town, walk through the streets of our town, arm in arm, even if you don't think you want to. When you do it, you'll realize this was what you would have wanted all along, was to be with these strangers on the snowy streets of this small town, and to sing, "We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Glad tidings to you and all of your kin. Glad tidings for Christmas and a Happy New Year. So bring us some figgy pudding. So bring us some figgy pudding. So bring us some figgy pudding and bring it round here. We won't go until we get some. We won't go until we get some. We won't go until we get some. So bring it round here. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year." That's what you do. That's the news from Lake Wobegon, where all the women are strong, all the men are good-looking, all the children are above average.